This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over here in our corner of the news universe, we've got an eye on the calendar. Last week was Jobs Week. This week is going to be Prices Week. We get the Producer Price Index on Wednesday. That's inflation at the wholesale level. Then the Consumer Price Index on Thursday. That is what you and I are paying, both of which I mentioned, because what is really driving this economy is the balancing act between those prices and our paychecks. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Americans' average hourly earnings were 4.2% higher in September than 1 year ago, according to the Labor Department. September's Consumer Price Index is expected to show that prices rose about 3.6%. Back of the envelope calculation, wages after accounting for inflation will likely be about 0.6% higher than 1 year ago. Former Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Erica Groshen explains what this means to a typical household, with paychecks coming in and spending going out.
If you see an increase in people's paychecks, subtract the inflation rate from that, then you get how much their buying power has increased.
That's real wages. And for the last several months, they've been rising on an annual basis as pay increases have outpaced price increases. But go back a year to August 2022, and the reverse was true. Workers' real wages were down 2.7%. Now, says Groshen,
they're making up for the consumption power that they lost when prices are rising faster than wages.
And workers may never fully recover all the ground they've lost. Frank Fiorelli tracks wages at small business payroll firm Paychex.
We have seen wage growth slow down month to month.
Still, we've already had a few months of real wages going up, says John Lear at public opinion firm Morning Consult.
Consumers are definitely more willing to buy higher than expected goods and services. And I think that is a reflection of their personal finances being strengthened as inflation cools a little bit and then wage gains remain fairly robust.
So far, rising wages have benefited low-wage workers the most. The real wages of production and non-supervisory workers have risen 0.9% over the past year, compared to just 0.5% for workers overall. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.